Hey, 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 yo, love me, put me in, baby. Love me, put me in, baby. Your blessings is enough on Jesus and your love. I'm a puff. I'm a blow wow. Y'all down.
Wow.
Love you and Yvonne, we two tough goals. Jesus and your love, act like you know.
Sign her right now. In fact.
Bars.
Right now.
Dylan.
Okay, hot fire.
Hot fire. I'm spitting it for you people. You may, RCA, sign me. ICM.
Right now.
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
I swear, Yvonne really does want to be DMX, like the Nigerian version. And you people have liked this. In fact, you're enabling her foolishness.
I don't understand. Everyone says that the one thing they love most about every episode is when I rap DMX. I read the comments.
So one day, we'll actually have you do a whole rap.
Why not now?
You ready?
Didn't you just see me? I just rapped. Did you miss it? I said, hey, we tough.
Wow.
We gon' bluff. We in Chicago huffing and puffing.
We sat there and actually came up with things that rhyme with jollof. We did.
You're not supposed to tell that process.
Whatever.
In fact.
It's transparency.
You know what? Love is acting brand new. Let me tell you why love is acting brand new.
Why am I acting brand new?
Because she was just in first class.
In first class.
First class. First class from Amsterdam.
First of all, you people, let me tell you about these Africans, these Nigerians right here. How did I come from the airport and I still beat Yvonne to the studio?
But wait. No. I was on time.
You was on time.
And then here's the thing. We were on time to the studio. Call time 2:30. Me, I was here at 2:30. This goes. I beat you people. Finally, I was like, well, love, if you've been here, how come you didn't send the information? I only just got here. You see?
I got here at 2:27. Let the record show. I was 3 minutes early. Tree.
Tree.
3 minutes
spell
early.
It. Spell it.
Tree.
T-R-E-E. Is that...
3 minutes early.
This is why I love you. Repeated kindergarten.
Ah, that's it. All right, people. Welcome.
What's the proverb of the day, lovey?
Our proverb of the day. Ah, this one.
Is it a good one?
You know, I feel like every proverb is a good one. So, we desire to bequeath two things to our children. The first one is roots. The other, wings.
Wait. Bequeath. You're using SAT words.
SAT words.
Ah, this is African proverbs. That man went to...
of course.
To bequeath. School.
We desire to bequeath two things to our children. The first one is roots. The other one is wings.
Roots. Is it like the 5-part miniseries?
Roots. Their feet solidly planted on the ground.
Uh-huh.
And then wings so they can fly.
Hey. Yes. Fly like an eagle.
You know what? No, Jesus does not want you to sing that song.
He's not busy.
That is.
He said make a joyful noise.
Me, not that just, one. That was not joyful.
Try.
Bless you.
So is this what happened? You went to the red light district. Is this why you're cutting me down like this? Just one trip.
I've experienced Europe.
We just landed in Europe. Hey,
I'm a changed person.
Are you changed?
Anyway.
Is this your first time in Europe?
No, actually, second.
Oh, what was the first? Where did you go?
London.
It was a layover.
London town.
It was a layover.
Actually, you're not lying. You're not lying. I did a 12-hour layover
British,
in London.
British Airways. That was my second time in Europe.
No, but I went out the airport.
Because she has passports.
Listen, one thing I will say I am inspired by the Europeans is how little they work. I am so inspired by how much they find excuses to not work.
What do you mean?
Like, I'm talking, they got summer hours when it's not summer.
Oh, I was in the DR. They used to take siestas.
Man.
3-hour breaks in the middle of the day.
Yo, we're hustling backwards as these hardworking people.
Listen.
They just be like, listen, it's kind of cloudy outside. I'm not going to make it to work today.
So when we take a hiatus from Jesus and your love, just know we're being European.
We are being European.
Yeah, we're trying to hustle backwards.
We have gone to Europe because, you know, Yvonne did 3 countries. Sold out shows in 3 countries. So now we just...
So now we're European.
We're European.
In fact, we were colonized by the British. So we're
it's
European.
Fine.
It's fine.
It's fine.
It's in our blood.
It's in our blood, which DNA. Is actually perfect because... What is this episode, Yvonne? Tell people.
Ah, you're going to put me on the spot like this.
I am.
It's not the colonizers episode.
What? This episode is the last episode of our season. Season 1 of Jesus and Jollof.
And before we go any further, we got to say shout out to you all.
Yes.
Shout out. I mean, yo, love you. Should we put our numbers out there or should we be like Netflix?
Let's be like Netflix.
All we got to tell you is we was getting downloads.
Yo. Downloads on downloads on downloads.
And we got to thank y'all because y'all was rocking with us. Y'all was retweeting us. Telling your mama, your sister, your cousin, your auntie.
Your aunties.
We heard that some of y'all who are married to Nigerians, who aren't Nigerians, are like, I think I understand my spouse a little bit better.
Yes.
So you're welcome. Where is our wedding gifts? Are you going to send us wedding gifts?
What we want in terms of gifts? Me, I won't mind. What was that? A solid gold iPhone. I do. I'm telling you.
You want a what?
Solid gold iPhone.
Solid gold.
Because Nigerians give it away as a wedding. You might as well just pass one to us.
Are you Bruno Mars? 14 karat gold.
So yeah, no, like we've loved all the feedback y'all have been giving us throughout the season, like the tweets, the Instagram. Our Instagram is lit.
It's popping. Yo, we verified.
We verified.
We
popping. Wait, we're not verified on Instagram yet.
No, are we not?
Are we not?
Are we not?
On Facebook and Twitter.
Wait, hold on. Before we better be, by the time this episode, whoever has access to Instagram.
Instagram.
Verify us. Because Facebook verified us.
Yes.
Twitter.
Verified
us.
Instagram,
what are you waiting for?
What's your own?
See your mouth. God bless you. You're lucky I like you.
God is on the throne.
You know what?
That's how we do it. See? Shame. Love that's language.
Abusing the Instagram.
Abusing
Facebook.
Instagram, man. You haven't verified us a whole us.
I must see a check mark. Blue. In fact. Yo, let me remember when I got my blue check mark and we were together?
We have video of when Yvonne got her blue check on Instagram because we were getting fitted for clothes for like a
for
event.
For Nigerian X was the first year.
Mm-hmm. And there is a video of me and Yvonne screaming and body rolling.
Because I didn't know. I said, Lovey, what is this thing? Because, you know, Lovey's been verified for a very long time. Me, I'm cashing up.
You've surpassed me, in fact.
No, I'm not. No. You're still a New York Times bestseller. Me, I'm cashing up. So I was there and I was like, Lovey, what is this thing by my name? She's like, you have verified. I said, hey, me, you hold me.
We posted it on Instagram, the video of us body rolling.
I was very excited. I taught Lovey the body roll that day.
I think it's actually exactly 2 years ago.
It was
in October.
It was in October.
Oh, look at you.
My 2 year anniversary of verification.
Ah, Jesus.
Hey, God is good.
You have come far. Now you're verified everywhere. Everywhere. Man.
Internationally known.
On the microphone.
In fact. Beep, beep, beep. Wait, let's do it in Nigerian terms. Heep, heep, heep.
Hooray. Wait, first of all, no. Nigerians will take the H off the hip hip. They'll be like, eep, 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 ooray. You're like, but what happened to the H?
No, it's not all Nigerians.
It's just Yoruba. Once again, you're trying us.
You've been tried.
You're trying
us. You've been tried. I don't have to try.
It's the Igbos that have the extra H.
That's because we went to school in London town.
Oxford.
And after we were colonized, we said, no, we must be decolonized. We're going to go to school where you people went to school. The Yoruba people were there taking off H's. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You know what? The bad part is I have no comeback because it's true.
Holy Spirit.
Ah, we honor you. You'd be like, come on.
They add H's where there's no H.
Yeah. So yeah, no, we've loved, like, this season has been dope. Like, when we started this podcast, we didn't really have any expectations besides, let's just have a good time.
Have a good time, make people laugh, and make people think.
Yeah.
I think that was it. Like, we were literally like, hey, once we abused Elaine Wetherot and we figured out that abuse is one of our love languages,
yes,
we were like, let's see what else we can abuse and who else we can abuse and see if people will like us.
Yeah, and y'all have been showing us so much love. Like, somebody said that they now listen to it with their daughter as like a regimen. Like, this is their routine. Every Wednesday, every other Wednesday, because you people have really vexed us.
They're vexing us like they vexed Issa and Prentice on those 8 episodes of Insecure. Okay, this is not easy. One of us is flying into a different town to make sure these things happen.
All the time. People will be like, it's Wednesday. I'm looking at my downloads. There's nothing new. I'm like, you people, every other Wednesday.
And the Wednesday that we're not on, you know what you can do in those hours that you would have been listening to us? Create something for yourself.
The first gem. Okay, say it again.
I'm just saying, in you wanting to listen to us, on that Wednesday when we are not there, create something for yourself.
Uh-huh.
Just so that somebody can listen to you too.
Yes.
I mean, we're alley-ooping it so that you can slam dunk your
that's
life.
It. That's
slam
it.
Dunk your life.
Slam dunk your life.
I cannot.
So,
but
yeah.
No, my favorite comment is, I got to find out where this is, and I'm sure we have it, but I loved it because she was like, I'm neither Nigerian nor Christian, but I learned so much from y'all.
Yes.
And I was like, ooh.
Yes.
We appreciate everything.
Because listening. Everybody is welcome.
Because you're all of you is enough.
Yes.
On Jesus and Jollof.
Which we decided to figure out, what are y'all going to be called? Is it the godly goats?
Oh, I like that one.
The godly goats. There's also the Jollof warriors.
Jollof warriors.
And then somebody actually on Instagram threw in the Jollof jesters.
Hey.
I like that one.
Jollof jesters.
Jollof jesters.
Yeah, I like that one.
I like that one. Yeah.
Godly goats and Jollof jesters.
Yeah, or Jollof warriors. Which one? You guys can always let us know. Message us.
Message us or, you know, come up with a different one.
Yeah.
You know.
Somebody said goat herd.
That makes us sound like shepherds. I don't want to be a shepherd.
I don't want to be a shepherd. I can't be trusted.
I mean,
no.
Lovey, where are your sheep?
I don't know. I don't know. I just left them somewhere. I don't know.
You go back and get the 99. Leave the 99 for the one. And me, am I Jesus?
Am I Jesus? Jesus was a shepherd. Me, I'm just a goat. I'm a willing goat.
What is wrong with Yvonne?
So I got sleep.
That's what's wrong with me.
Hot mess. So yeah, y'all have to let us know what you want to be called. So when we come back for season two, we'll be ready for you.
And so this, we want to spend this last kind of time with you because the holidays are coming up.
Yeah.
And we want to figure out how y'all spend your holidays, and we want to invite you into how we spend our holidays because
the deep side. First of all, holidays in Nigerian households are a lot because you're not going to be spending just the holidays with your family. No. Randoms always drop by.
Yeah,
the auntie who you do not know how you're related
will come by and abuse you.
Yes.
Look at you. You're getting fatter. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Tell that fire punish you. And
and then when it's time to eat, you know, everyone is like, you know, let's say the grace. Except for Nigerians, the grace lasts 25 minutes and there's praise and worship.
Live Jesus higher. Hey, higher. He has been lifted. In fact, he's sitting on the right hand.
You're like, the food is getting cold. Meanwhile, somebody's like, I have one more song. We are praying, saying thank you, Jesus. Thank you, my Lord. And you just like...
And it's the clap that's offbeat.
There's always somebody offbeat. And you're just like, I just want to eat. And after the 25-minute prayer, then y'all eat.
Do y'all even have turkeys? We have everything but a Cornish hen. There's a Cornish hen.
Fowl. We have fowl.
Oxtail.
One day, one of my cousins decided to like make mac and cheese for Thanksgiving and was like, you know, I'm going to bring this. Yo, nobody touched the mac and cheese.
Because they're like, what is this? What is this yellow thing?
Where's the jollof and plantains? she was like, oh my God, is it not good? No.
But I feel like that's what the pilgrims had, really. They had jollof rice and plantains.
Really?
It was the pilgrims? Americans brought their macaroni and cheese. They were like, we don't know what is this. What is this yellow substance? Is this typhoid? What is this nonsense?
Jollof is what the first Thanksgiving had.
Yes. I read it in a book. It was in the Encyclopedia Britannica.
You see how people just be lying. Just straight face, lying. What do y'all eat for Thanksgiving?
Here's the thing. My mom does a lot. My mom, because she worked at Howard for 26 years.
Okay.
So she got an amalgamation of like Nigerian-ness and then like American-ness.
Okay.
So she'll have jet chicken.
Okay.
It's very good, sir. She'll have jet chicken. And it's always a salad that no one touches.
Is it Niger salad or regular salad?
Oh, you have to explain what Niger salad is.
Okay, so Niger salad.
Nothing's healthy about it.
At all. Niger salad is like... basically a whole bunch of dressing with a side of vegetables.
It's a mayonnaise dressing.
It's mayonnaise dressing with a side of vegetables. And I don't even know why it's called salad. Just because somebody put carrots in it.
That's it.
It's
called dipping sauce.
It's like it has what? Peas, carrots.
Yes.
There's always boiled eggs in there.
Boiled eggs that's
chopped up.
That's chopped up.
Honestly, there's usually barely any lettuce.
Cucumbers
would be in there.
Cucumbers.
But it's just a lot of
dressing. It's a specific dressing. It's like heavy, but it's sweet, but you know it's mostly mayonnaise.
Yes, and sugar. So I don't know why we call it salad.
It's salad. It's African salad.
They call it African salad.
That's what they call it.
So there's usually that. Mm-hmm. There's usually, for us, definitely have to have a giant pot of jollof. We do not have Thanksgiving without it.
My mom has pepper soup.
Ooh, yes, pepper
soup. If you've never had pepper soup, pepper soup is a thing that... it might cure cancer. I don't know.
Yes, I think it does. I think scientifically speaking,
it might. That's how pepper shit is. Is your colon has been cleansed?
Pepper soup. First of all, have you ever seen pepper soup powder?
No, pepper soup powder.
Yeah, like they sell pepper soup powder now, so you
can
make.
I
know it's good. It's good.
Lovey.
No, I'm telling you. I'm telling you.
Our ancestors are crying right now. a glory tear was shed.
Look, pepper soup is so spicy that you will start crying and not know why.
Your esophagus will be cleaned out.
But it comes with what's the meat that comes in it? It's stockfish.
There's stockfish. There's
catfish sometimes.
Sometimes if you want catfish, or you can have actual goat meat. There's goat meat pepper soup.
Oh, it's
and
so
if you're
good.
In New York, you must stop by Divine Flavored
Niger Food Truck.
Hey! In fact, they should sponsor us.
That's what I'm saying. You know his name is... What's his name?
It's something long.
It's
good, divine.
Yeah. It's you Igbo people. Y'all know you like your concepts as names.
Hey.
You see, I just invented strategy.
You know what? This is why we will never progress. Because people like Robbie. No, Igbos are known for naming their kids Precious.
Destiny. Patience.
Our driver's name is, what's that? Happiness.
Happiness. Good luck.
Good luck.
I mean, the president of Nigeria was named Good Luck Jonathan.
Yo, listen. Our driver's name, Happiness. Anytime he had a bad day, I was like, oh, God, live up to your name. Live up to your name. It's Happiness.
Happiness.
You cannot be upset when your name is Happiness.
He's like, yeah, y'all love that those names, but he's really good.
Oh, there's always a queen.
There has to be a queen.
A princess.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And there's the prince.
There is a prince.
I know a
prince.
It's prince, princess, and queen. One whole family.
Seriously?
I promise.
There's no duchess.
You know what? You're a goat. You're a goat. Meghan Markle is the only duchess I recognize.
Only duchess. So yeah,
oh,
Nigeria Food
Truck. She's pregnant.
Yes. Ah, our baby.
Did you see that video?
Which one?
Of Trump not holding the umbrella for Melania. But then Meghan Markle.
Because good person.
Just...
Good person.
Let me cover my... She's a covering.
She's a good wife.
Because a good wife is a covering for her husband.
Ah, amen. He who finds a good wife finds a good team.
In fact, someone find me.
She's been found.
I'm ready to be found.
She's been found.
But I'm not a wife yet.
It's all right. One day. Next season of Jizz and Jalof. Imelda's gonna be like, you guys, I did not agree to this.
I did not agree. I'm sorry, honey. Maybe I'm sorry.
Wait, we started this by talking about pepper soup and food and Thanksgiving. How did we end up?
This is the Jesus and Jollof ADD episode.
ADD episode. Okay, so the other food in Thanksgiving for Niger people. What do we typically have? Corn on the cob.
Oh, yes, we do have that.
Roasted.
Wait, roasted corn.
Yes.
Let's just take you back. Now, we're talking Thanksgiving in America or Nigeria because food in Nigeria is very different. Roasted corn. The thing about it is when people try to roast corn in America, it's very different because you don't have the advantage of exhaust fumes going into your food. When exhaust fumes are sand, enters
it flavors
your corn,
it.
It flavors it.
It really does.
Are you out here grilling in a backyard that has no debt? What kind of food are you eating?
No, me, I like my food with
a side of, environmental hazards.
Yes!
In fact, that's how you know it's good.
That's why we are strong people.
Our immune system has been built up.
Built up!
Ah, what
and
do you mean?
Roasted corn used to be so good.
Roasted corn.
Oh my God. And in the open air.
Just open air.
Oh, okay. Speaking
and roasted
of
plantain with the foil.
Oh! Bolli. It's called Bolli.
It's called Bolli. Yay! You know it. Ah.
Okay, so also for holidays in Nigeria, we used to actually see them kill the goats.
Oh, yes.
Like the goats and the chickens.
It's very sad.
It was traumatic.
Because you think you have to surprise them. But it's actually healthier because you're not allowed to let an animal know you're about to kill them. Because
it shocks the meat.
It shocks them and then they send like these hormones that makes it bad.
Yeah.
So I mean it was an honor kill, if you will.
What is this, kamikaze? What is
that? But no, you see them and it's like an art form because there's a man with a machete.
Yeah.
And he grabs the goat and it just
slice the neck.
And we use the skin for rugs. But all the vegetarians were so sorry.
We use all the parts at least. But I remember when I used to watch them kill the chickens.
Right.
Like when they chop off the neck, but the chicken runs around for like 10 seconds before it dies.
That's where they get that saying. You're running around like a chicken with your head
like up. A headless chicken, yep. Mm-hmm. It's true. I sent it myself.
Did you see it?
I sent it.
Me,
with my own eyes, I sent it.
I can't see them killing the food because then I won't eat it.
I was kind of not realizing that was the food I was about to eat. Like, I don't think I conceptualized that, like, oh, that chicken that's running around is what's going to end up on your plate in like 2 hours. It's so good.
My dad, you're going to have ram barbecues.
Ram barbecues.
If you have not eaten a ram, your life is not complete.
Wow.
Very sassy.
I remember the cows. So, of course, holidays... Here's the thing. Funerals in Nigeria are also treated like holidays.
Yes, because they're 7 days. They last 7 days.
Seven
on
whole days.
If the guy's a chief or a high-titled man.
And my grandmother, for her funeral, there were seven, I'm talking massive cows. These things look like horses.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, how is this a cow? This thing is taller than me.
Yep.
And I didn't realize, they killed each one each day. And that's what we ate.
The number of completion.
Yes.
Seven.
Yes.
I feel like this is a Bible proverb. What is that? A cow a day keeps
what away? Keeps foolishness away. So yeah, like, let me see. What other food do we have? I think that's...
Moi
moi.
Moi moi. Okay. So again, I say, if you're in LA listening to this, you got to go to
Veronica's Kitchen. Yep.
If you're in New York, you got to go to...
Accra Restaurant or Divine
Flavored food Truck.
Yeah, that
If you're
truck.
In Chicago, where do you go?
Simmy's.
Simmy's,
yep.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Okay, Simmy's. If you're in D.C., just go to my mom's house.
See how you're just inviting people to your mom's house? Ooh, if you're in Atlanta, there's this restaurant called Buka 2.
Buka 2? Where's Buka 2? 1?
I don't even know why it was called Buka 2. What happened to Buka 1?
What happened to Buka 1? Me, I don't trust it.
I don't trust it.
Buka 2. Buka 1 so I can know what happened.
So, moi moi is like...
Beans.
Beans.
It's like beans, but like...
It's ground.
Ground. It's ground, like ground and then boiled.
Boiled. Yeah, boiled or for the newfangled people, baked. So your aunties are like, eh, so you new young children, you've been baking it.
What do you call them? Newfangled.
Newfangled. You're like, oh, you're baking it. So, but moi moi is so good.
Because it has flavor, it has eggs, it has ground beef. You know my favorite thing is ground beef.
No, corned beef.
Corned beef. That's corn what it's corned beef. Hey, God is good.
Ah, and you'd be surprised with the boiled egg in the middle.
Something happened because corned beef prices went up.
Went up. I haven't had corned beef in 3 weeks.
Three years.
Dad.
I have my mom.
Corned beef is expensive.
It's expensive. And so, what is it? We don't know.
Now, moi moi comes with no corned beef because it's too expensive. It's surplus. And it's actually easily vegan.
Moi moi?
Yes. Because if you don't put any
egg
in it, it's vegan. Meat, egg or meat. If you don't put any egg or meat, it's vegan.
It's also not Nigerian. If you don't put egg or meat.
All we do.
Then you're eating just beans.
You're like, mm.
Then God bless it. Go to Chipotle. Go to Chipotle for the black beans if that's what you want. So that's Thanksgiving. But Christmas. Now, Christmas in Nigeria.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's a situation.
That is actually when... Here's the thing. If you ever have a Nigerian friend or a Ghanaian friend or anyone like that, go home with them doing Christmas. You will not be disappointed.
First of all, like I said before, I refuse to take that direct Delta flight
to Nigeria. That's the only flight I like to take.
Because you have to prepare yourself for when you land in Nigeria. When you walk on the plane and you are in the United States, you are officially in Nigeria. Like, even the stewardesses might not even be Nigerian, but they act Nigerian now because they've been on this thing for so long.
Okay, can you please sit down? I'm like, Jessica, why are you talking to him like that? Jessica, why are you so loud?
That's because Jessica tried to be nice the first time she took this flight. And somebody was like, oh, yeah, go somewhere, Ajot.
Who asked you, Jessica?
Who asked you? And Jessica had to learn, I have to be Nigerian. Sit down.
Sir, sit down. I was like, but you had a British accent 5 seconds ago.
No. She's officially Nigerian.
Jessica doesn't care. No, the worst is when you get on the plane. You get on the plane and you're in, what, row 13B.
Yeah.
You want to put in the overhead. Somebody in row 39D is looking. Ma, that's my bag. Okay, why is your bag?
Why is your bag?
From 39 to 13.
I'm not ready. I can't do it.
But I mean, it's all part of the experience. It's like you can't land in Nigeria without having that. Like,
so then you land in Nigeria. Okay, so when I'm going to Nigeria, I dress in layers. Like the flight, because it's going to be cold on the flight. But okay. I already realized. Mm-hmm. So I'll wear like a cardigan, you know, a chambray shirt under that, a tank top under that.
Wait, a
chambray. Denim shirt. You this person.
A chambray.
Vocabulary.
Just because Lovey has...
I'm just famsing.
Just came from Europe.
I'm just giving people...
Fandango, whatever she said earlier. And that's... Just because you landed from Europe.
Chambray.
Chambray
shirt. Okay, and a tank top.
Is it shebet?
You're not serious. I'll throw this tissue at you. So, when I get off the plane, right? By the time I make it to customs, I'm only in the tank top. I have stripped everything off.
Oh, listen. I take off any jewelry. I land in Nigeria like a pauper. I'm just a poor, lonely student. I've been a student for the last 10 years. anything for us? Okay. So, here's the thing. When you land on the plane, they will always be like, do us Merry Christmas now. That's essentially like... Yo, what you gonna give us?
And bless,
like,
the table.
But I don't know you. You know, so everyone's asking for like any kind of money. So me, I'd be like, I'm just a lonely student. I'm still paying Sally Mae. I'm not, but they don't have to know that. They don't even know who Sally Mae is.
No.
But I land with no makeups.
No.
Are you Yvonne Oji? No, I'm not.
I'm not. Me.
Who's
Yvonne?
She? I don't know her.
I'm Anwuli.
I'm Anwuli.
Yes.
My daddy calls me Anwuli.
That's So you land, and the moment you land, your senses are on overload because from the smells to the sounds to the sights.
The smells are on the plane. Because here's the thing. Yeah. This is public service announcement. I need a deodorant that will usurp the foods that we eat. Because, you know, your pores.
It emanates.
I need something to usurp uba. You know. Uba. I need something to transcend... You know, stockfish.
Yes.
You know, because those are the smells that come out of a pores. And that's what happened for me too. I went to the Amy Anyobi, who's a writer of Insecure. She's a Nigerian. And I was at Target the other day. I was like, Amy, oh yeah, I'm doing a, what, it's time to re-up because my deodorant has gotten used to my smells. And so after every 3 years, you have to like change. You got to be like, nah, this clinical deodorant is not.
It's not working.
I need another, it's stronger. They have been resilient. It's like the strength.
Oh, the Black Panther lives in you.
I'm like, wait. So Amy was like, Dove. I said, okay, so
Dove is good.
I got travel sizes, Dove and Degree.
Okay.
And then Old Spice.
Okay.
The Old Spice did not work. So, sorry. Listen, maybe it works for guys, but for me, it didn't. The Dove worked, so now I'm on the degree.
So I actually stopped using regular deodorant. I use natural deodorant.
You're trying
it. I smell delicious.
You're trying it.
No, no, no.
There's nothing natural
test.
About that.
Let me tell you.
Odors.
It's a test.
No. There's nothing natural about
you have to test
odors.
It out. You have to test it out. Hmm. Because
is it
the first couple of days, you might not have to leave the house to see how it's going to work out.
Me, I have too much things to do in my life to be testing deodorant and being abused.
I'm already thinking about what deodorant I'm going to have to wear in Nigeria when I go in December.
Madam, natural.
I'm not sure. I might have to go back to the regular one when I'm in Nigeria.
That heat. That heat.
When the heat slaps you in the face and you're like, Jesus is Lord.
The heat will beat you like you came home with straight D. That's what the heat in Nigeria does.
Yo, it's going to be. So I got to think, about it.
Has natural deodorant worked for you here?
It has, actually. But I'm going to try it after I work out. Or like wear it working out so I can sweat a lot. Because I have to act like I'm going to be in Nigeria.
This girl uses natural deodorant when she's at home, not going anywhere. Go out in the general public.
I use it today. I smell fresh and nice. Mm. I do.
You smell European.
I smell European. You know, I used it on a plane because I was like, okay, I'm come back. Because Yvonne will abuse me if she's like, you're smelling like
yes. I'm just saying, it's a public, I'm letting you know, so everybody who's listening, I'm in the fight with y'all because we gotta grow and do better. So far, Dove and Degree is working.
Okay.
I haven't tried a lot of that.
Dove is a tried and true.
The cucumber one is nice.
Dove is tried and true. That's okay. Safe. So I guess that can cover stockfish smell.
It can, for now, it has. I also haven't eaten stockfish in a long time.
Look, I found a Nigerian restaurant in Amsterdam. I did.
I love you. I'm so proud of you. You found fans
I did.
Of yours and you went and broke bread with them.
Listen,
the Egusi.
We haven't even talked about Egusi. That's another food that is always present at the holidays.
Yes.
Egusi is like melon seeds and spinach, right?
Sure. Egusi is just goodness.
Whatever, so you've just been eating it. You don't even know what is in it.
Listen, I told my oga, I said, listen, it's not that I can't cook, but it is that you will never be hungry.
Hey! Because your ordering skills.
Don't worry about if I can cook or not. You will never be hungry.
In Jesus' name.
If you want Egusi, I have people for Egusi.
You have an Egusi delivery man.
In fact, if you want chicken masala, I have chicken masala for you. Does it need to be me?
Who cooked it?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, Nigerian food takes all day to cook, though. That's
in fact, your entire day is spent.
All day. I'm talking, there's this one called ayamashe, which is like the green stew that's like...
Is that like edikanko?
No.
Oh, no, very rural.
No, it's not very rural. Ayamashe is like, it's a stew, but it's like green pepper base. You have to fry it all day. When my mom cooks it, half the time I think she's about to set the house on fire.
Oh, yeah, because this is
the smoke.
You have to, they actually have to undo the smoke detector.
Yes, while they're
cooking.
Just
keep beeping.
You'll just be like.
American foods should not fumigate your house. So, of course, your smoke detector is doing its job.
Yo, Nigerian food. I remember I used to go to college and be like,
yeah.
I smell stew on myself.
They made gain for us. They make it. But also, like, when I go home, like, I see where my grandma used to cook.
Yeah.
Oh, God, there was nothing like kitchen.
Yeah.
It was an outdoor shed with a black, like, steel pot.
Yeah.
I mean, deep. I was like, how many villages are you cooking for this? It was like a 2-gallon, like, deep pot.
And then we try to replicate those type of cooking here in a condo.
In a
condo. You don't set your whole place on fire.
In a condo. They had outside cooking for the villagers. No, Mama Celine is cooking.
Yeah. Here you're like
the person in 4B is like, gosh darn it, those Nigerians are cooking again.
They're cooking again.
But the other reason why, like, going to Nigeria, it's part fun and used to be part like frustrating for me because I felt like my parents were always trying to marry me off the moment I landed off the plane. Like, legitimately, like, I remember distinctly one Christmas I went home and my mom was like, I just want to let you know that we're going to have visitors.
Oh, no.
Yvonne, be nice. She had to warn me. She knows, like, I do not, like, Yvonne, just be nice. Eh? Just all I'm asking, one time. I don't ask that much for you. You know you're your mom. She started off nice.
And then she used it to rough.
I don't ask that much from you. Eh? Just this one time. Eh? Do it for me. I'm like, do it for you.
And how did that go?
Oh, girl, horribly. Like, here's the thing. They were in the village and somebody was like, your daughter is single. I have brothers and they are in the city where we'll tell them to come and see you all tonight. So I was like, that's a bad idea.
Oh, God.
So I'm literally in the living room with my parents because I'm like, you know, you give your mom the eye like, that's not a thing that we should do. So I'm thinking, you should know me by now.
No.
Doorbell rings.
No.
two gentlemen callers.
Oh no.
Well, one was married, the other one was a friend. So the one was the actual gentleman caller, and the other was his hype man.
Okay. Wingman.
The hype man, wingman. They both failed. So he's there and they're just chopping up with my mom and dad, and I'm just looking like I'm trying to find something on Mnet to watch.
Mnet.
And so my mom is like, Yvonne, why don't you get up and serve them some drinks or things? And I was like, serve them? Like, who are these people and why are they here? So now you're interrupting my Nollywood entertainment.
First of all, you're rude. You have guests and you're watching Nollywood.
Who asked them to come? Who asked
them?
They
are guests in your house.
God bless them. So anyway, so I'm serving them. And then my mom and dad are like, oh, you, if you people want to go out in the veranda and talk.
No, veranda.
In the veranda.
Which is the balcony. Veranda.
Like, y'all, this is a setup. I think I was so rich that bad. It just didn't work.
I see. You and Chukwu did not get together.
Yeah, Chukwu.
You and Chukwu did not get together.
That was his name. But I just want to say to all the moms and all the aunties listening to this,
for the holidays,
don't do that to your daughters.
Please.
In fact, they don't want it.
They don't want.
Do it to your sons. Are your sons ready? You're doing it to the daughters. Are your
sons
ready?
I wouldn't even do it to the sons either. I wouldn't even do. Just don't. For the holidays, give us no surprises.
Yeah, not at all. We came home to chill.
That's it. But there's no chill
in Nigeria.
There's no
chill. Because here's the thing. The problem with going to Nigeria is everybody wants to come. It's like going to the South. I imagine what it feels like to live in the South. Everybody just invites themselves over. Oh, we saw your car.
Hospitality. And when you're going, you know what you have to bring? You have to bring a whole suitcase of things that you will
give away.
To give away, of stuff to give away.
But here's the thing. My parents are shippers. You know how, like, Americans have, like, hoarders?
Yeah.
My parents are shippers. We don't. They don't. There's always a shipping container in front of our house.
Ah, yes.
The infamous shipping container. Like, I think our neighbors are like, are y'all moving the house? And here's the thing. My mom never tells me what she's shipping. It's only until I come home and I see some kid in the village with my dress on. Like, mommy, oh, I thought you were not wearing that anymore.
They love nothing more than to give away our stuff.
Our stuff.
They will never give away their stuff, but our stuff.
Oh, I will wear that. Mommy, you haven't worn this in 1972. It may come back.
It may come back, but your shirt. But just give that girl your shirt. She doesn't have anything. I told you in my book, I wrote about how the first time, like, I learned how much our parents love giving away our stuff. When I was 3, I had this doll that looked like a real-life baby, and it was my favorite thing in the world. And this little girl came to our house who was my age. And my mom was like, let her play with it. Me, no, this is my doll. No one plays with my doll. And now, when they were about to leave, my mom took the doll out of my hand and gave it to the little girl. See the way I just passed out? Just, I threw a major tantrum. I just, like, lost all of my mind. Like, my mom was like, you know, it was a moment where I wrote about how, like, you know,
Sharing is caring. It was
but
not caring.
Me, I'm still mad about it today. Remember when you give away my dog? Meanwhile, you try to give away my mom's one pack of paper towels in her house.
Ah, because money grows on trees.
Hey.
Is that what you're doing? This is throwing away. No, try and throw away Tupperware. Try to.
Yo,
oh my God.
They take that so. They take that personal.
Guys, let me tell you right now. This, if you ever see me in therapy, just understand that this is the only thing I'm talking about in therapy.
That's it.
The fact that we never have matching containers and tops when
and
it comes to
Tupperware. They never let us throw them out.
They never let. Ah, just put foil. No, mommy, at the point to which you're putting foil on top of Tupperware and putting that in the fridge, it defeats the point
Madame,
of.
My mom will send food for me and be like, bring my Tupperware back.
No, mommy, because you know what? You can get a 3-pack for $1 at 99
Target.
Cents.
So. Go to Target.
In fact, for Christmas, all the people I get to is Tupperware.
I will buy you Tupperware. No, bring my Tupperware back.
I had to throw everything away when she was gone. I came in and I threw away the kitchen. And then she got mad.
Yo.
So you are just disrespecting my kitchen.
That happened.
You wait for me to leave and then you throw everything away. Yes, that's how this works.
I did that too. There was hell to pay.
It was a covert operation.
There was hell to pay. She was not in town and I went to her house and I was like, I am throwing away stuff. Yo, she flipped out.
She got mad. Or when I go to ask her for stuff, Yvonne, you're my only daughter. When I die, you will inherit all of it. So I gotta wait.
I gotta wait.
Mom, you ain't worn this since Nixon was president. I gotta wait. But God bless it. But
bless it.
Again, it's very fun to go home.
After all of that,
It's a good time. Fun time.
We have really good times.
It's very zesty.
You will have to bribe a couple of people to get anything done. But it's all right.
It's all right.
It's part of it.
But here's the thing. They call us the IJGBs. I just got back.
I have a hat that actually says that.
So if you're in Nigeria or Ghana. Don't worry about it. They call you an IJGB, just own it. Because you can't hide the fact that they can smell you a mile away. You look like you just got back. And it's also our fault. Because the reason they call us that is because we form. Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. I just got back from Ghana. I just got back from London. I just got back from the US.
You just got back from abroad, Abby.
I just got back from abroad. So that's why they call us the IJGBs. I just got back. Because you like dropping it. I didn't know that. Because I just got back from... Shut up! You understand? Your passport is stamped. You don't have to tell everybody.
Your passport is fresh. Which, by the way, Nigerian passport, listen, I've been waiting for mine for 3 months. I wish I was lying. 3 months.
Why are we abusing our people?
We're just abusing. We love our people. This is our love language. Insult.
Yes.
It's our love language. Mm-hmm. 3 months. Can you imagine?
Don't worry, you'll get it before we go home. You'll get it at the airport. Lovey Ajayi? Is it Lovey Ajayi? Present.
Me. It's me.
Present.
That is my passport.
So wait, Lovey, before we go, what is the worst Christmas gift you have ever gotten?
Underwear.
Hey, me too.
That did not fit me.
My own was the worst, size 12.
It was, I am, it's size tiny. Why do I have these white Hanes packs from Target?
Chai.
Yeah.
We got the same thing.
We did.
From the same aunt. Because at that moment, I was just like, oh, okay, no, this is not going to work. My mom used to do this thing, which my mom loved hosting. Dinner party.
Oh yeah,
she.
Yeah.
I mean, you come so, and she had this briefcase that was filled with gold cutlery.
Ooh,
and you had to put it back in the wrapper.
Fancy mother.
My Celine, she went to school in France. she went to school in Europe.
Ajabota,
in France. Ah, mama, she had French roll.
Yes,
with Nafasi pins.
Mm-hmm.
I know, my mom.
Gold cutlery.
I take after her, but it was like a briefcase.
Wow.
And so, like, it only came out on special occasions, and we had to like wash it, dry it, and put it back in the plastic, in the individual plastic wraps, and put it back in the briefcase. That's how I know. So she would, it was her delight to invite everybody over, right? So it was my job to put up the Christmas tree. We had I didn't know like real Christmas tree existed, because when people were like, I gotta go get a Christmas tree, I was like, what do you mean chopping it down? Where are you going?
Josh
outside.
The one in...
No, put the red and the blue. You have to line up the red and the blue
and slap it together.
That's how Christmas trees went up in my house.
Yes.
And so I was, you know, we had an artificial tree. So I would put it up. I loved doing it. And at the end, there would be all these gifts around underneath the Christmas tree. And I was like, oh my God, Christmas is so special. Ah, cut to my mom. Don't touch any of those gifts. They're for all the people coming over. She literally would buy stuff for everybody coming over. And so literally by the end of it, we would all each get like one gift. And I'm like, what the F? This is not how this was supposed to go down. But my mom was such a giver. So she's like, ah, this is for you. And this is for you. And I was like, well, what about me?
What about me?
What about your kids? kids. And then, oh yeah, this one is for you.
Our parents are such givers. That's the thing. Like, they would literally give their shirts off their backs, which has happened. You'd be sitting there with an auntie, and that person would be like, auntie, I like your shirt. They'd be like, hey, you like it?
This one. Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me remove it.
And they'll go and change and hand this person their shirt. It's such selflessness. Meanwhile, for us.
I'm selfless. Love you. Speak for yourself. Me, I'm less of self. That's how selfless I am. I'm so less of self.
Anybody who says, I'm a selfless somebody is not. If I saw some, you should see me. I'm a saint.
Love you. Do you want my scarf? Take it.
I'll take it.
See, before she even asked me, I give it because I know she's been eyeing it the whole show.
I've been eyeing it. It's nice. What is that? Wool?
It's something. It's a cotton blend.
It's nice.
It's a blend.
I like it.
It's cashmere.
You're looking nice. It's
cashmere.
Remember, Yvonne said she'll give me the scarf. If I don't have the scarf.
See, that's why you can't be nice to some people. They will hold it against you. Remember, 3 years ago, she said she would give me her scarf.
She didn't give me scarf.
I have seen scarf. Yeah, that's why we're not friends.
So for the holidays, we're hoping y'all have a really dope one. We'll be gallivanting.
Tell us what gifts you're getting. Oh, wait, Lovey, should people propose on Christmas or New Year?
No.
Why?
Because separated. Don't be. First, I need my gifts to be separated. Birthday, Christmas. I have a birthday that's close to Christmas. So I'm already sensitive to.
December 2nd.
And I'm January 4th. So I'm already sensitive to people trying to coagulate holidays.
Hey, this is your third time.
You see?
Coagulate.
My European vocabulary.
Love it. Spell it.
Coagulate.
Hey. Look at that. That's why she's a New York Times bestselling author. And if she got it wrong, I mean, I won't know.
But you know how Nigerians will be just adding big words for no reason.
Coagulate.
And then customize. Correct.
Customize.
When you bring it together.
You don't make customize a big word. Customize is not a big word.
It's not. Customize.
When you customize, the customization of it.
You're like, what are y'all talking about? So yes, I don't think they should propose. I think even wait for the next day because people expect stuff like that on big holidays.
So you say like the 26th?
Wait till Boxing Day. Nobody celebrates Boxing Day but Nigerians. Boxing Day. Nobody celebrates Boxing Day but
Nigerians.
And
meanwhile, there's one Nigerian boxer. And it's my brother.
Like, nobody. But yeah, I say wait for another holiday or the day after or the day before so they're not expecting it.
What are the gems? Gift-giving gems.
Honestly, I actually don't expect gifts anymore for holidays.
Yeah, I think once I started getting envelopes with money, I was like, oh, that's about it.
That's cool.
Like, it's crazy now that, like, I got a man for the holidays. I'm like,
Now you gotta think about how,
I gotta make the special. I have not had anything to make special for a very long time.
I'm so happy for you.
Are you happy for me?
I'm so happy for you.
I'm very nervous. Because it's the first time, and if I get it wrong, I don't want to get it wrong.
Don't get it wrong.
Oh, Jesus, help me.
If y'all have suggestions for what Yvonne needs to give on this holiday.
Yes. My first holiday with the boo.
With a boo.
In 50-11 years.
Chai. Don't worry. She'll do well. We'll make sure she does well.
Love it. Protect me. What are you getting your boo?
I can't tell you because he listens to this podcast.
He know you're listening to.
Yeah, we can't tell him. No. He listens to this podcast. So no. I have to think about it. Think about it.
No, we'll go group shopping. Me
yes. We'll try to figure out something for the mess.
For the mess.
For the mess. So,
and to all of you. Yeah. And happy holidays from Jesus and Jollof.
Yes. Your blackness is enough.
Wait. Let's bless them. Hey. We have to bless them.
Yvonne, yes. Go ahead.
Because
okay.
New Year's resolutions and...
New Year. So for us, for Nigerians especially Christian Nigerians, New Year's is really big. So we spend our New Year's Eve in... church. I've never not spent New Year's Eve in church. Like, I'm not the person who goes to party. But we don't just do the, 1 hour service.
No,
we're there
time.
For 5 hours.
In fact.
And then we even get prophecy, too,
yes.
For the year. So, Yvonne.
We'll tag team the prophecy.
Deaconess.
Hey.
Yvonne.
In Jesus' name. Father, we come to you boldly and humbly.
Hey.
Your servants are here.
Yes.
And we just want to thank you for 2018.
Yes.
For all the many blessings.
Mm-hmm.
Even those who don't feel like they have been blessed. Father, the fact that they are breathing and alive right now is a blessing from Abraham.
Amen.
So we thank you.
Yes.
Father, as we look forward to the new year,
mm-hmm.
We pray that you will go before us, making every crooked path straight.
Amen.
Every walker of inequity that tries to stop your blessings, Father, they will fall by the wayside.
Amen.
You said that you will create a place where our enemies will be watching us as we progress.
Amen.
Father, we pray that our enemies live long so they may see what we become in the future.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
God, we thank you. Eh? Yes. We thank you that we honor you mm-hmm. in all of our blessings. We make sure
we give you glory.
We give you glory. Let us not be like those fools who are healed and they went about their business without giving you thanks.
Yes.
No, we'll come back and give you thanksgiving for your many blessings.
Yes.
Father, we thank you for everybody that wants to progress, everybody that has a dream.
Yes.
Father, it will not be a dream deferred.
Amen.
But it will be a dream verified like Instagram.
Amen.
It will be verified.
Amen.
Jesus, so sweet.
It will be double authenticated.
Double authenticated.
Yes.
Ah, fireproof.
Ah.
Firewalls.
And enemies of progress. Destroy them.
Destroy them.
In Jesus' name.
But in fact, no, we thank you for them. We thank you for them because your glory will be seen through them. They will be the ones to go and tell people, do you see how God has blessed
them? Hey.
No, so we ask you to keep our enemies alive.
Yes.
Keep them present,
so they can see.
Keep them near, because the doubters,
yes,
we will become louders.
Yeah, but madam, say it again.
The doubters,
yes,
will become louder.
Amen.
They will laugh for us.
Amen.
They will laugh for us.
Yes,
in Jesus' name,
constantly.
In fact, God, we thank you that bank accounts will be on the up and up and up.
They'll be on 30 billion.
They will never know overdraft fees.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Sally Mae will not bother these people.
In Jesus' name. In fact, Sally Mae will lose your number.
800 numbers, you will never know.
You know.
You will never know 800. You don't have to block them. You don't have to hide from them. You don't have to flip your
phone
over.
Reach.
In 2019,
hey.
800 numbers will not know you. Eh? Your significant other.
Yes.
They will find you.
Hey.
They will find you.
Yes.
In fact, be a hopeful romantic.
A hopeful romantic.
For those of you who are looking for your Ajebotas.
Yes.
And your fine girls.
Yes.
And your fine boys with no pimple. They will come this year.
In Jesus' name.
And they will come correct.
Yes.
They will come dressing in...
not white loafers.
Not white loafers. But three-piece suits. Three-piece suits. And their hairlines will be intact.
It will be intact.
In fact, the edges will be straight.
The way their teeth will just be shiny.
They will know how to floss.
Ha!
In fact, Obamacare will find them.
In Jesus' name.
Don't worry about what this administration is doing. Obamacare will be their own.
Yes.
They will be chivalrous. They will know what they don't. They won't say, are you shivering?
You people.
No, they will know shivering.
I hope you are saying just loud prayers.
Loud prayers. We are loud in it. Your significant others. Any dream, anything that you have been believing God for, hold on to it. Like the woman who held on to the hem of his garment. Eh? It will happen for you.
And in 2019, God will meet you where your needs are.
He will meet you at your moment of obedience.
God
will meet you at your moment of obedience.
My deaconess orgy like this.
So when he says yes, you too must say yes.
You must say
when
yes.
When he says go, you go. But God, I don't know. Stop the excuses in 2019.
You people, where's the collection plate? Where's the offering plate?
I'm just telling people because it's a new day and it's a new year. And I want better for everybody listening to this.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
I mean it. This is not just
in Jesus' glorious name.
For talking sake.
Yes.
In the matchless name of the Father above. Whatever blessings you see on me and Lovey, 1,000-fold shall come on you.
Hey, amen. And in fact, I just want to just lay on this ground. Just prostrate. Just prostrate right here.
All your dreams, pick it, have a vision for it, put your vision boards. We want to see pictures of your vision boards because as a man think it in his heart of hearts.
Yes.
As a man think it, so is he.
Hey.
So your words, people. Write the vision, make it plain so others can read it and run with it. Who is running with your vision?
What other podcast brings you just legitimate anti-prayers like this? You people, honestly.
In fact, we should have gotten Justina. Justina would pray.
Auntie Justina.
Don't worry. For the top of the year, we'll have Justina lead you, usher you in.
Usher you in.
Because her prayers are magnificent.
So with season one of Jesus and Jollof winding down, we just want to thank y'all once again because this has been a joy.
It has been a joy. You're the most precious goat in my life.
You know, you're just...
I love you, love you.
Honestly, a whole you, I love you. This one, she completes me.
We have
completed each other. We've completed each other's sentences.
And on that, we have completed this episode.
Okay, before we go though, but you people, we now have t-shirts.
Oh, we do.
We have t-shirts. Jesus and Jollof t-shirts.
Yes.
There's one that says Foolish Goat.
Uh-huh.
There's one that says Bombastic Buffoon.
Buffoon.
Chai. You can go to jesusandjollof.com to order one.
They make great Christmas gifts.
Yeah. Hey!
Great holiday gifts, yes. Great birthday gifts. If you ever wanted to insult somebody, but you were like, I don't want to really call them a goat, you can do it now and just blame Lovey and Master.
Yes, just buy them the Foolish Goat shirt, gingerly. All right, so jesusandjollof.com. And then be on the lookout. If you guys follow us on social media.
Pew, 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 pew.
On social media.
Special announcement.
We are planning some live Jesus and Jollof. As in, the two goat queens.
The two
in the same room as you.
As you.
As you.
A whole you.
A whole you.
We want to socialize with you.
We will bless you with our presence.
In fact.
So.
Just as the wind as we pass. It filled with blessings.
And how do you find out? You people. You have to follow us on social media.
That's it.
Jesus and Jollof is our username on everything. On Instagram.
Uh-huh.
On Twitter. That is our Gmail account.
In fact.
But. And that is where we make the announcement.
Lovey and Yvonne individually.
Yeah. So at LUVVIE.
And at Yvonne Orgy.
So, you people, follow us. We'll be around.
We might be at a city near you.
Even though season one is done, we will still be farmsing and just being regular goats that we are.
In fact, let me tell you right now. Though we may be out of your presence, we're never out of your life. Ha! You see it.
I like it.
You like it?
I like what you did there. I like
that's
it.
That's what my Christmas card will say to you. Baby, honey, though I may be out of your presence. I just want my Hallmark card.
That's it. You
endorsement.
Wrote it.
Endorsement, please. Hallmark. You know, I've always wanted to have a line of greeting cards.
Me too.
Ah.
I actually was an ambassador for Hallmark for 6 months, and I was like, you people, when you're ready, me, I'm here.
You see how she takes my thunder. Me too. I actually was an ambassador. You know, that thing you want to do me, I've already done that years ago. You know, that's
no, I don't. I still don't have a line of cards. Me and Yvonne should have a line of cards, though.
We should. wait. Don't give our gifts away because somebody will not go on and trademark it. No, don't worry, Lovey. I don't want cards again. I never like cards. I don't write anything. I don't even own stamps. Forget. We'll talk afterwards.
But Jesus does not block our blessings. What is for us is for us.
In fact, that's very true.
So one day, maybe you'll see this foolish goat on a card. Can you imagine?
If you work for Hallmark, listen.
Listen to this.
Please.
Oh yeah, email us. jesusandjollof@gmail.com. We're available.
All right, y'all. We love you guys so much.
This bye, y'all.
That never ends. We said goodbye 18 minutes ago.
15 minutes ago. But we all remember, your blackness is enough.
On Jesus and Jollof, your blackness is enough. On Jesus and Jollof, I'm a buff. We gonna bluff, baby. We gonna hang tough.
Why? Why? You people, goodbye. Bye. We love you. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.